Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am James Ishen. Let's settle for the details. First off, the National Petroleum Authority is urging stakeholders in the petroleum downstream, especially dealers in the liquefied petroleum gas industry, to reassess their opposition to the newly introduced cylinder recirculation model, which has already taken off. Speaking at this year's Ghana International Petroleum Conference in Accra, Chief Executive Officer of the National Petroleum Authority, Dr. Mustafa Abdul Amid, appealed for more support to make the policy a success.
I would urge you to reassess your opposition to the CRM policy, because all across the world, very few countries still adopt a filling station concept as far as LPG distribution is concerned. All across the entire West Africa region, Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, Senegal, Togo, everywhere else, people are running the CRM model. I don't think that Ghana can afford to continue to lag behind.
Dr. Mustafa Abdul Amid is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Petroleum Authority. Now, to some other stories, majority of bank customers say they like WhatsApp as the preferred virtual medium to communicate with their banks. This was one of the major findings captured in the 2024 banking survey put together by accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. The report also revealed that most customers want to spend less than 10 minutes in the banking halls for various transactions. They also wanted staff of the banks to have more knowledge about their product and services. Still on the banking sector, the Bank of Ghana says it will further embark on strategic mechanisms to engage the small and medium-scale sector. Governor Dr. Ernest Addison, however, urged other industry stakeholders to be heavy on investment for the sector to increase the country's exports. He was speaking at the SME Growth and Opportunity Summit in Accra.
Similarly, the bank is supporting and facilitating other SME-focused innovative initiatives by other financial institutions. Let me use this opportunity to encourage other sector players to join in the effort to develop SME-focused initiatives in furtherance of our shared objective promoting economic growth and development.
Dr. Ernest Addison is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Now to some revenue-related story. The Ghana Revenue Authority has posted some 68 billion Ghana cedis as part of a 2024 mid-year revenue target. This represents 47% of its total annual revenue target for the year, which is 146 billion Ghana cedis. According to the Commissioner General of the Authority, Julie Isiam, the company will focus on customer satisfaction as part of a strategy to meet its revenue target by the close of the year.
Based on half year, what we're supposed to collect half year and what we've achieved, we're significantly ahead. You would have realized that I took the time to go through month by month what we have achieved against the target. We are very confident that we will land 2024.
Julius Yame is the Commissioner General for the Ghana Revenue Authority. Now, the Chief Executive Officer of the Chartered Institute of Bankers, Robert Jato, has advised newly inducted bankers to demonstrate professionalism and good ethics. The Institute inducted 237 banking professionals at its 15th induction ceremony, with female professionals making up to 51% of the inductees. Addressing the ceremony, Mr. Jato highlighted the Institute's commitment to enhancing the banking profession through innovation, innovative certifications and programs.
At Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana, we have a mandate, and that mandate is to promote banking education and regulate the practice of the banking profession in Ghana. What does that actually mean? It means developing trusted professionals for our financial service sector. It means putting ethics high on the agenda of bank and bankers. It means, by all means, being the talent and leadership engine for our country. In pursuit of that,
Chief Executive Officer of the Chartered Institute of Bankers, Robert Jato, there speaking. That's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van after this break.